Thank you. This is the September 18th Elections Committee of the Pacifica National Board convening, and it's about 8:17 actually. Mayor, would you like to call the roll just to know who's on the line?
LaVarne?
Present.
Richard Phelps? I'm present. Terry Goodman?
Here.
And Wendy?
Here.
And Ted?
Here.
Melinda?
Here.
Hattie? And Carolyn?
Here.
And Rob Robinson? Oh, no, Serena I've got here. Well, she's not here. Rob isn't here either, huh? No?
No,
Rob?
No, I don't think so, not yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, okay, that's who we have right now.
Isn't there some other people from PFW who are on the committee?
This is all I have.
Well, Carol Wolf hasn't heard from her or seen her, and she hasn't been on
right.
the meetings.
I have her listed, but I thought we'd agree we're not going to, because she never came on, and Gloria Turner we never got hold of.
No, those people are not on. But Grace Aaron, I haven't heard from her either, so I'm assuming she's not interested.
As a point of order, Carolyn, what can we do about that? We need to at least have it established that these people don't want to be on the committee.
Yes, I think we have established that.
To elect someone else. So I know you've probably done that, but can we just state for the record what we're going to do for next time?
Well, I would repeat what we've tried to do last time. Have everyone on this call go back to your LSBs and make a motion that they hold an election for one more member. I know Terry graciously stepped up to the plate, and I think from K, and we need some people from W and from K.
We need a director from K, right?
Yes, that's right.
So our director from PFW is Rob Robinson. Who's our director from KPFK? Julie?
We don't have one.
We don't have one. Julie declined when she became chair of the...
Okay, well, here's the deal. Is we're about to have a meeting in Houston next week, and so I will bring this up. That we either need to establish that we have a director from each station, or we need to give a waiver or something and say that we don't need one. Okay? I'm gonna go ahead and just do that myself.
Absolutely.
When we meet in Houston next weekend. Okay.
Great.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. And encourage people from, it would be nice to have more than one person, for instance, from W.
No, it's not nice. We have to have one PNB director and two LSB members from every station. If we can't have that, then I want the PNB to say so. But if we do have to have it, then I want them to, I want the people to do it. You know, this is crazy. This is an important committee. And all our committees are important. It's spelled out in the bylaws. So anyway.
Who came on?
I got somebody on again.
Who came on?
Richard.
Oh, Richard. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Okay.
Okay, that's good, Wendy. Thank you. You go to the PNB and ask them to either insist that the LSB send somebody or make a ruling that we're exempted from the bylaws regulation.
Okay, can you guys work out my toll thing? I just got in the wrong line. I don't have exact change.
Oh, okay. I'll send it over with, this new technology.
Thank you.
Did you get it?
I'll beam it to you.
I'm beaming it now.
Get all these cars out of the way so I can do it.
All right, can we take a look at the agenda? I think that's next on the
too bad, Don, you don't have my easy tag.
Now, I did not see an agenda. You sent one?
Yes, I mailed it out. I was hoping everyone printed it out.
When did you send it?
About 2:32 p.m.
Okay, 2:32. Oh, I have...
Well, for the sake of anyone who is listening to this meeting as it's being streamed, as well as the fact that I don't have it, can it be slowly read so I can write it down?
It's not said as the agenda. The title is Elections Committee Call Numbers, and it's at 2:32.
Oh, you're right. Mm-hmm.
So do you have that, Ted?
No, and I don't have access to my computer right now. So.
Oh.
I found a nice guy who let me in.
232 Elections Committee call numbers, and it was attached at the bottom, but it was an attachment and also pasted into the message.
Okay.
So,
well, let's see.
Anyone else without an agenda or cannot get one?
as I said, if anybody is listening to this thing on the stream, they ought to know what the agenda is.
So the secretary read it.
But does anyone else on the stream not have one, for my information?
Well, no. I can read
All
it.
All right. Yes, thank
okay.
you, Mary. Go ahead. Thank you.
One, attendance. We did that. Two, approval of the agenda. Three, next meeting date, third Sunday, October 16th, 2000.
You're welcome.
Who?
No, I was talking to the tall guy.
Oh, okay. Third Sunday, October 16th, 2005. Alternate dates if we want to discuss that.
Mary, may I interrupt you for a minute?
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for Otis. Is mute, what is mute
star
on this
six.
Call? It's still star six on this number. Okay, thank
and
you.
And star six to unmute.
All right, thank you very much. Go ahead, Mary. Sorry for
okay, that was item three. Item four, approval of the minutes for 8:21.
Mm-hmm.
And which I sent out. I just sent them out. So,
right.
And I could not help that. But I hope somebody got them.
Yes, we did. Thank you.
Five, special order, 5:45 p.m. Pacific, 8:45 Eastern. Motion, call for election support. And the motion is, resolved that the PNB Elections Committee strongly recommends that in any election, ballots be mailed by first-class mail with postage-paid return envelopes. Furthermore, it recommends that a request for members to use their own stamps and make a donation specifically to offset the cost of the election mailing be included with the ballots. Further, it recommends that a survey of listeners, including demographics and listening preferences, be devised and the same survey for all stations be included in the mailing with the ballots. Six, special order at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Presentation by Stephen Walker of Election Services Corporation regarding administration of elections in 2006. 45, including questions. I'm not quite sure what that
means. That was minutes. My mistake. I meant to delete that.
Oh, okay. Well, just never mind that. Uh-huh. Stephen Walker will present of Election Services Corp regarding administration of elections in 2006. Seven, special order at 6:45 p.m. Pacific, 9:45 Eastern. Motion, revision of elections timetable proposal. Whereas, this is long, I think, shortening the nominating period for delegate candidates as proposed in a noticed amendment to Article 4, Section 5 of the Foundation bylaws would require membership approval under Section 5150 of the California Corporations Code and Article 17, Section 1B3V of the Foundation bylaws. Resolved that the PNB Elections Committee recommends that the text of the proposed amendment be revised prior to its adoption to begin, quote, in a delegate election year, the nominations for vacating seats shall open on June 24th and remain open for 62 days, closing on August 25th, unquote. Statement of fiscal impact. So that is the resolution right there. Statement of fiscal impact. Approval of the revised amendment would require that the contract periods for the national and local election supervisors be 31 days longer until membership approved for a shortened nominating period can be obtained, increasing the cost of elections by approximately $15,000 to $20,000. Failure to revise the amendment before adoption could result in the invalidation of a future delegate election, wasting $150,000 to $200,000. Eight, another special order. 7:30 p.m. Pacific, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Motion, records of unpaid staff members. Resolved that the general managers of each Pacifica station shall maintain a roster, updated monthly and retained for 12 months, of the individuals who qualify as staff members under the bylaws criteria for stations with no unpaid staff organization or unpaid staff collective bargaining unit. Authority over sections of this unpaid staff roster may be delegated, but primary responsibility rests with the general manager. Two, that the general managers of each Pacific station with the recognized unpaid staff organization or unpaid staff collective bargaining unit shall maintain a roster, updated monthly and retained for 12 months, of the individuals who have been qualified as staff members by that organization or unit. Primary responsibility for the maintenance of this roster shall be assigned to an individual designated by the unpaid staff organization or bargaining unit, but the general manager may exercise authority to ensure its accuracy. 3. That the general managers of each Pacifica station may withdraw recognition of an unpaid staff organization or unpaid staff collective bargaining unit for any good cause. And one such cause would be the failure of the organization to establish and maintain qualifications for membership that restrict its size to no more than 10% more individuals than would qualify as unpaid staff members under the bylaw criteria for stations with no such recognized organization. 4. That local and national election supervisors shall have access to the current and past membership rosters retained by general managers, so they may independently judge whether or not a staff election based on either current rosters should be certified. 5. That the fairness of the general managers and the exercise of their discretion in recognizing or withdrawing recognition from an unpaid staff organization or unpaid staff collective bargaining unit shall be one factor in each general manager's periodic evaluation by their local station boards. Amendment. That an individual who disputes either their or anyone else's status as unpaid staff member should, 1. Bring this dispute to the attention of the GM or their designate for resolutions. 2. If there is not a satisfactory resolution at this level, they may appeal this matter to the LSB. 3. The final appeal should be to the PNB. Both the LSB and the PNB may designate this work to a committee or an individual. That's all of that one. Now, 9. Mission statement. 10. Resolutions implementation. It says to 724. Is that part of it? Or was
that the date to which we postponed that particular action item?
Okay. Resolutions implementation. 11. Analysis of choice voting systems. Les Radke and or David Green. 12. Financing the elections. Draft of cost estimate. 13. Deadlines for audits at each station. So we can add more items because that's so short. That's the end of the agenda. That's the agenda.
It's going to be a long night.
It's going to be a long morning. I'm going to have to leave at some point because I have to go do a radio program tonight. So
well,
if it goes past 8, our time, I might have to get out.
Does anybody have any amendments, additions, or
facts? I can barely hear you.
Yeah, you went soft, Carolyn.
I'm sorry. I'm using an ear wire, and it's not working.
Oh.
Here we go. Would anyone have any changes, or would someone like to move to adopt the agenda as written?
Motion to approve.
Are there any objections?
Okay.
Then agenda so approved.
Hearing none. Agenda approved. Okay.
Now, the next item is our next meeting.
I was going to object to, but I must admit, on further inspection, I'm glad to hear that they say that they will only hold the general manager responsible, and that they can delegate, because I just don't like the idea of them thinking that they have to do it themselves.
Well, we haven't come to a discussion of it yet, but you can certainly bring that up when we...
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to jump ahead.
We're just approving the agenda, right.
Sorry about that.
Next meeting date was for a third Sunday, which is October 16th. And my schedule is such that I'm not available on Mondays, Tuesdays, or Thursdays. So if we're going to change our date from a Sunday to accommodate anyone, it will have to be on a Friday, Saturday, or a Wednesday.
Sunday's out.
Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays are out. Yes, I teach
But Sunday, I mean.
Oh, Sundays are fine with me. Mm-hmm. But some people had objected.
They're probably not on this call.
The LSB meetings, and I have a very important committee meeting that we've been doing on Wednesday, so Wednesday is completely out for me.
Yeah.
That particular Sunday is not good for me, but otherwise they are.
Usually Sundays are best.
Well, I'm afraid so. Yeah, I hate to say that, but it may be the case.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Ted. I am also, that particular Sunday is bad for me, but the following Sunday, October the 23rd, would be fine. or the preceding Sunday, for that matter, the 9th, either one.
This is Wendy. Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, Wendy.
So what are the choices, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday?
Unavailable Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and that's all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I agree that Wednesdays are problematic, but every Wednesday on the planet is not taken up. So anyway, I'll just defer, and I'll probably do whatever you guys say.
You prefer Wednesdays?
No, I didn't say that. Wednesdays are kind of busy.
They are.
Do I want to do weekends? No, I really don't. But we have the unfortunate experience of not getting convened before. I don't know. I think we should assert ourselves and try and get what we want in the global Pacifica world if we want to do that. But anyway, I don't know. Just tell me what you guys want to do, and I'll try and do it.
Well, is there anyone else who would prefer a Wednesday to a Sunday?
It'd be bad for me.
Wednesday would be better for you, too?
I suppose Sunday would be better.
Oh, Sunday would be better. Okay. How about the 9th? I hate to let it go to the 23rd.
Yeah, the 9th is not good for me either, but that's Richard.
The 9th is not good either?
They're not good, no.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be on vacation.
Oh. All right. So,
can I make a motion? I would like to meet on the 23rd at the same time we met tonight.
Is there any 23rd. Objection to that? All right, then our next meeting will be on the 23rd. Is 8 o'clock still good, 8 o'clock Eastern?
Yeah, as far as I know.
All right, so we'll put that...
Well, I would defer to that for the people on the East Coast if it's a problem with them.
Mm-hmm.
And who's going to enter that? In the calendar?
Mary can do that, or I will.
Yeah,
Mary.
I can.
We can discuss that. Either one of us will. That's fine.
So the next meeting is going to be October the 23rd, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, the next item is approval of the minutes that Mary sent through, but which some of us have not seen. Ted did not get them, evidently. Ted says he's not at his computer. Did anyone else not see the minutes that Mary just sent through?
I am reading them now.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What I would like to know while Richard is reading them is if there are any carryover action items that are in those minutes. Approval is not as much of a concern for me as knowing what it is we did the last time so that we can address those issues tonight. Correcting them can always be done. Even if we approve them, we can still go back if we discover there's a mistake.
That is true, and I would appreciate having them corrected so I can submit a relatively complete file to the PNB. The unfinished business at the end here is the WBI Election Rescue Act, which I believe I thought we had tabled that to the next meeting, and then the mission statement. But I didn't see. Mary, did you see any action items?
We didn't, not that I saw, not that I heard. If nothing, did we just approve those different, you know, we just...
I think anything in leftover I had listed in...
There was I don't know if was there a meeting on the 31st?
No.
Okay, so then all those items are still...
Yeah.
Carolyn and everybody else, let me just say something I learned very recently is that in committee meetings, you do not need to table something, and in fact, tabling is improper. If you don't get to something that is on the agenda of any particular committee meeting, this one or any of the others that we belong to, what you don't get to naturally goes to the top of the agenda for the next meeting. It doesn't have to be carried over. It doesn't have to be tabled. It's just an automatic thing that what you do not deal with at one meeting moves to the top of the stack of the next meeting, which is why it's so vital that agendas and minutes be resourced.
Well, that's why I put the motions that I thought were really crucial for tonight, given that the PNB meeting is pending, as special orders. And I'm afraid that pushed the things that we didn't get to last time down to numbers 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13.
Mm-hmm.
But technically, you're correct, Ted, and that's I think what we followed, except that the special orders intervened. Well, could we move to accept these minutes as written, with the understanding that
they could be.
We can correct them if we need to later.
Okay.
Corrections will normally require a two-thirds approval, but I move to approve the minutes.
Any objection?
Oh, we don't have to second on the minutes. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Good. Then
go ahead.
I thought we don't have to have a second on the minutes.
Okay. No.
Well, hearing no objections, we'll just stand them approved then. That's fine. Thank you. Now, the first, technically we can't touch this because it's set for 5:45, and it's not 5:45 yet, but it is a special order for the... The three-part motion here. We need two-thirds of the vote to
Carolyn,
get ahead of the schedule. Yes.
Richard, how many people do we have on right now?
I
believe we have seven.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Eight, yeah. Eight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Without objection, that's the same as unanimous consent for proceeding with the agenda.
Right.
All right, that's fine then. Thank you. Let's look at that. There are three parts to that motion. The first one was that the PNB Elections Committee strongly recommends that any election ballots be mailed by first-class mail with postage paid return envelopes. And then there were two other sentences. The second one had a request for members to use their own stamps and be requested to make a donation to offset the cost of the election mailing. And the third point was that the listeners be surveyed and that the same survey for all stations be included in the mailing with the ballots. And this survey was of listeners, demographics, and listening preferences in a survey yet to be devised.
So who's making the motion?
Open that for discussion. I forget who brought that. Perhaps it was me.
Okay.
Any discussion on that?
Well, but the only word that I think is superfluous in there is the word strongly. I mean, if we move it, we move it. And I think unless there is some counter-argument, I think this has been well-researched, and it ought to be, we ought to approve it.
Yeah.
Can I get on the stack, Richard?
Yes, Richard. Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a concern. I would sort of like to separate two parts of this from another part of it, the survey part, because I can see the survey being a giant can of worms in terms of what the survey. But the other two things are politically neutral in my sense and are only, you know, facilitate more people voting. And there's nothing wrong with asking people to send in a $2, $5 check or whatever, you know, to help offset the cost of election, and people will do that. So I think the first two paragraphs are not controversial at all, except for somebody who doesn't want inclusive democracy. And the last one, I would just like to have it separated, because if we get hung up, if they're all together and we get hung up on you can't decide what's to be in the survey, it can make the other thing fall apart, and I don't want that to happen.
Any other comments?
Survey is not essential to the election. The other two things are. It's an add-on for something else, and that's why I'd like to separate it.
Point well taken. Anyone else have a comment on that?
Would
you like to move to divide then, Richard?
Yes.
Cool.
I move to divide.
First
two paragraphs.
Yeah. All right, can we...
considered as one motion, and then the third paragraph be a second. I'm not